the rest of the story. Four United States battleships, top line, fully outfitted, cruising along, suddenly they're under attack. It's a squadron of destroyers, must be 18 of them, 10,000 yards away and closing in. The battleship captain's order full about, slow as they are, dodging should be no trouble at this distance, but then somebody on one of the U.S. battleships looks up, and the attacking destroyers are vanishing. I said the attacking destroyers are disappearing. One at a time, they're disappearing into, what is it, out there, fog? No, it's smoke. Smoke being generated by the destroyers themselves. And by the time everybody aboard the battleship realizes what's going on, the attacking squadron is completely obscured by its own smog. And then, as the smoke rolls in closer to within 700 yards of the battleships, the destroyers suddenly emerge and open fire, and there is no way to evade the torpedoes at this range. One of them slams into the USS Texas. The engine room is crushed. All circuit breakers are blown, crippling the ship's electrical gear. Two more torpedoes strike the USS Mississippi. Her screws gone, she circles helplessly. Then the flagship, the USS New Mexico, shell plating ripped apart, lower lockers flooding as the torpedoes continue knifing through the water. Only the USS Idaho is spared in the attack because of her position behind the sister ships. But this is not a victory for the enemy. I said this is not a victory for the enemy because there is no enemy involved. And that is the rest of the story. The squadron of destroyers that attacked those four U.S. battleships was also a part of our own United States fleet. This was a peacetime exercise in the spring of 1921. It was a practice maneuver off the coast of California, and a commander named Willie was put in charge of the tin cans and was told to pursue the battleships. There's always been rivalry between destroyer and battleship personnel anyway. He was given three divisions of destroyers and three dozen dummy torpedoes. Torpedoes with soft noses and accentuated warheads. Shouldn't be able to do any real harm with them. But since nobody issued Willie any rules by which to play these war games, he made up some of his own. He thought up the smoke screen all by himself so that he could stalk the battleships unseen and pounce on them at close range. But then the problem was his dummy torpedoes had been prepared for much longer range, and Willie wound up inflicting more than $1.5 million worth of damage in less than a minute and a half, nearly sinking three of his own Navy's battleships. Yes, he was severely reprimanded, even threatened with court-martial. But you know, when the Second World War hit the open seas, the United States Navy used Willie's improvised smokescreen tactic, and with remarkable success. And the American lives that were spared thereby owed what was left of them to the 38-year-old squadron commander who invented the tactic in 1921 and went on to become admiral and commander of the South Pacific Fleet in World War II and to be awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor. William Frederick Halsey. Bull Halsey? Bull Halsey. And now you know the rest of the story.